Welcome to our todaysbusinessradio.com executive summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Josh Dames from the Risdahl Marketing Group. And our topic is the final phase of the lead generation process, lead nurturing.
Yes, we've finally made it.
So what exactly does lead nurturing mean?
Well, Tom, we started with generating leads from various tactics. Then we talked about scoring your leads, knowing where to invest your precious time and money. The final step, lead nurturing, is about taking that great lead and providing them with just the right amount of information at the right time. You are nurturing that lead through the sales cycle and making sure that when they are ready to buy, you are ready for them to buy it from you.
So our question of the day is how to nurture your leads and grow them into customers. Please stay with us and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to our executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com, where I'm here with Josh Dames from the Risdahl Marketing Group. And today's question is how to nurture leads and grow them into customers. So let's jump right in, Josh. How do companies implement lead nurturing programs?
There are all different kinds of sales programs out there, Tom. Ones that help you plan the sales call better, write the elevator pitch more effectively, and that kind of thing. I'm not talking about that today. I'm going to talk about what I consider the three main pieces of a good lead nurturing program.
And what are those three things?
Number one is relationship, number two is information, and number three is timing. Relationship is all about making a connection with the prospect, not just thinking about them, but caring about them and what they need to make their business successful. Understanding why your products or your services are a good fit for them. Understanding how their business runs, who their target audience are, what their goals and constraints are. Just like you need good strategic research for your products and marketing, you need it to build relationships as well. Information is all about preparation. Imagine all the information about you or your product the customer could possibly want. Then make sure you can provide it in whatever way they might need, like your website, email newsletters, phone calls, face-to-face meetings, etc. Timing is the third piece. Customers nowadays have a lot more options, not only for whom to buy from, but also how to get information about what they need. They don't have to get a catalog. They can do a search on Google. Be there. They don't have to talk to your customer service. They can check your website. Your website can house product specs, FAQs, case studies, and contact information. If your customer is looking for information at 2 a.m., your website should know the answer.
So, Josh, you have all the information readily available, and you're ready to build the relationships. What's next?
I believe every company would benefit from implementing some kind of customer relationship management system, or CRM. A CRM holds all the information about the customer or lead. It tracks what and when you communicated and where the lead is in the sales cycle. They also track those leads to measure close rates and feedback into updating your lead scoring models and optimizing your lead generation programs.
So generate leads, score the leads, nurture the leads. Good stuff as always. Thanks, Josh. That was Josh Dames from the Risdahl Marketing Group. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary. For information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.